hello. It's the 11th of March, 2019, and today we have the Ace of Clubs, the Queen of Swords, and the Ace of Cups. The Widow's card is the olden-timey name for the Queen of Swords or Queen of Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, today at the center of our little triptych, but unique in that she faces left, that is, looking to the past. Makes sense. The acidic, sharp-tongued, no-bull Queen of Swords classically depicts a mature female, often divorced, or, as the rather Victorian nickname suggests, a widow. Well, let's just put her out to pasture then. Today, we're reading the Russian Tarot, noticeably devoid of fanciful religious symbolism and excess. The Queen, regal and resplendent in ermine and mink and holding her sword down at her side, faces the past and the Ace of Clubs, wands, rods, or fire, Leo, Aries, or Sagittarius. Primal male energy, inspiration, drive, power, and desire, sire. Passion with a capital P. On the Russian card, the familiar and welcome sky hand does not emerge from a dreamy bank of fluffy clouds, but from a cloud of volcanic steam escaping from a fissure in a cliff. From another crack in the rock grows a green tree laden with fruit. Floating dreamlike in the black sky in the distance is what looks like a castle in the air. We often see the club on this ace, male energy, catching fire like a giant match, a torch. This club on the Russian card is studded with spikes, born ready to defend or fight for itself. I shall replace this backward-facing queen with the Rider-Waite image. This queen looks to the right, and I'm very happy to see that because I'd hate for her to miss this. The Ace of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, feminine, is a beautiful card. The cup runneth over card, overflowing with love, of course. Usually a serene, beautiful image showing a gold cup gushing streams of blue water under blue sky. The Russian card also shows a cup, this one not gold, but carved out of wood and emanating a red halo, also symbolizing the heart. The cup looks to be empty and glows in the dark. I had to pull out the magnifying glass for this one, but at the top of the card coming towards us, and on a white horse no less, is a human carefully carrying another cup. I do get a Queen Victoria vibe out of her today, speaking of Victorian, that is, the Queen of England who mourned her beloved king for years and years and years and wore nothing but black, so then everybody wore black and weird jewelry made out of dead people's hair and hated on sex, publicly anyway. Victorians were some of the kinkiest humans that ever lived. But then she became Empress of India, almost, and there's all kinds of romance around that situation, should you care to know. Something didn't work out and something new will, beautifully, if she drops the torch and the sword. Love finds you, as Otis says down there at the bottom of the cup in New Orleans, Louisiana. Honey, love finds you. Have a good day. Bye.